Yo, Tap In Radio.
With one tap. Only on Tap In Radio.
You're rocking with The Connect Show on Tap In Radio. You can find us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, or at www.theconnectshow.rock. Don't forget, that's The Connect Show with a K.
This is The Connect Show, and that's right. That's The Connect Show with a K. Thank you so much for my K sound. With that being said, this is Sapphire Patty Melt McLovin.
Whoa. And Patty today, Melt McLovin.
I know. Oh, shit. Go check out the blog, and I'll show you how I made a patty melt.
Oh,
you on got my blog on The Connect
Show. Ladies and gentlemen, she's saying she got that patty. She started working. She started working out now. Now she's giving it names and stuff. Let me, the patty.
Aye, it should be called the patty because it's made it. All right, so tell everybody who you are.
I go by the name of DJ Monk. No, I'm playing.
Why are you I'm twinkling?
I'm not DJ Monk. What are you talking about? Listen.
Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Twinkle little star. Nah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm DJ Bam, a one-man show, a.k.a. hashtag ladies love Bam.
All right, so Bam is the guy that owns the station.
Own the station, I engineer the station, I do it all. Don't mind me because I'm slouching right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't hate this
camera. He got half a face. Oh, he decided to put his whole face in now. That's nice. That's beautiful.
Baby. I'm connected. I'm connected.
Connected to these streets. That's what I'm talking about. So Bam is filling in. You know.
Yeah, shout out to moms, yo. Dead ass. Moms on a little vacation.
He's unable to be here for this show and the next one. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have Bam come in and enlighten everyone with his guidance and wisdom and ish talking.
Oh, I'm going to guide you, all right? I'm going to guide you on the right path.
And that's what we're hoping. That is. All right. So a lot of things have taken place.
What's up?
In the past week.
A lot.
What's that picture of?
That's energy.
Oh, the feminine. I did not know. Okay, did you know there was something called male, feminine energy, and we got so many stories coming up. I'm talking, did somebody really find Nelly's bag? But before we get into all of that, there's something called male, feminine energy. Did you know that?
No, I know yesterday at like around 6 o'clock, I seen a dumbass commercial about if you need help in the bedroom, no more pills. We found a way to send shockwaves.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Listen.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I thought that was, I told you, I'm here to send y'all niggas down the right path of energies.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is I actually read an article that was saying some men have feminine energy.
Hell yeah.
Females need to be aware of it.
Nah, it's true. It's true. I can vouch for that. It's true.
So how you know?
Cause you, the first thing we say, niggas be in their feelings, man. Your feelings.
Not just in their feelings, but when they want females to help control.
Yeah.
So like, let's say for instance, mm-hmm. they don't ever want to pick the event that's okay. going to take place.
Right.
Like, well, where do you want to go? You tell me where you want to go, or you tell me what you want to do today, or that kind of stuff. They're saying it's feminine energy, and that females can help control it, which I didn't know. I had a cancer. Mm-hmm. Let me say it again. I had a cancer that I was fooling around with dating for like on and off for 8 years. And I used to just be like, I told him, I was like, you are the closest thing to a woman that I would ever want to date.
Hey,
like,
yo.
I'm not a lesbian. But you are the closest thing to a female that I would ever want to date because it was always so back and forth about how we felt. And but when I talked about how I felt, then it was like, yeah, I don't really hear that so much. But it's more about how I feel.
Listen.
And that you hurt me and that you said this and I didn't like that and that you weren't doing this and you weren't doing that. And I was just like, bruh, I'm tapping out. And one of my sisters actually told me that there's an article out mm-hmm. with scientists saying that men do not have as much testosterone as they had decades ago.
Listen. I don't know where the fuck you heard that story from. I'm going to tell you right now. I just went to the doctor. He said, straight up. What's the song? Nothing can stop me. I'm all the way up.
So he tested your testosterone?
Yeah, I'm good.
And I think all men need to get their testosterone checked.
I put all that to testing regardless. That nigga actually told me, like, yo, you got too much. Like, what are you doing?
I can see that because you get a little beside yourself. But I think all men need to get their testosterone checked.
Oh, did I do that on air?
I'm just saying.
Did I do that on air?
Different reasons. There could be BPA in the plastics. There could be everything that we use. Like, I look at some of the ingredients, like sodium, dihydride, whatever, I just made that up. But it could be in the lotions and shampoos and conditioners. Like, there's so many different ingredients that I've Googled. Nobody's been able to tell me who they tested this on for long-term effects. But then I talk to these dudes. Let me tell you about these dudes. I don't care what ethnicity. I've talked to black, white, Latino. I've talked to Middle Eastern. Asian, right? I've entertained them all. Somebody was even Japanese. And his people was also from Hawaii. And what I can tell you is testosterone is not in everybody. Some of y'all need some more. Now, let's get to some songs. Let's get to some songs.
Some songs.
Because y'all ain't got enough testosterone.
That's how you going to end it off real quick?
Yeah, that's how we transition it into the next damn song.
Oh, man.
Fucking Fucking. I'm sorry. I cussed.
It's a motherfucking eulogy, bitch.
Nah, yeah, bitch.
Nah. Yeah, famous be the name, synonym to illest bitch. Famous be when you see me, you don't shake shit. I'm known for keeping bitches tighter than my twat. Leveled on levels to this shit, better know that I'm the top, bitch. Drop it whole like I'm a nose off my hip. Send a chef, I got bitches shook on it. Then it clips, said it was before, but I'ma say it again. And it never no competition, bitches fame for the win. Been authentic, the remainder is Comedy Central. Keep popping gums, get you popped in your dick. I'm killing it, be my son, bitch, got a potential. Sex never make the cut, bitch, I'm monumental. Middle finger to the bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real quick, bitch, you done up all greasy, yeah. Middle finger to the bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real quick, bitch, you done up all greasy. Sleazy, but never been a bitch to let you eat. Rich bitch, mental, gotta cut a check to please me. Pretty and I'm gangsta to catch a body like I'm greasy. I'm shaking up your balance, bitch, fame be the feces. Quick with this metal bitch, lace front to the lick back. Thuggin' on the ground when I see you pick your face up. Match your face like a sailor, I gave you to bring your face up. Poppin' shit then back it up like a dump truck. Runnin' too much mouth, sloppy body, get it ripped up. My bitches is my sons, come get my titty a quick sup. And I'm turnin' money, tax it up, making big bucks. And fuckin' nigga cut checkin' that dick. Full drip down to the coochie, I ain't entertainin' symptoms. I ain't better bitches hatin', hope you catch my drift. Not fellatio intended, y'all can suck my dick, bitch. Middle finger to the bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real slick, get you done up all crazy. Middle finger to them bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real slick, get you done up all crazy, yeah. Sex. Famous. Don't know how the shit go. How feel coming up broke, had to go get it on my own. Bitch, I never asked for a handout, grind till I can't go broke. Niggas don't know if they had the hand I was dealt in the bitch ass. Niggas might choke. Now bitch hot like the pot in the kitchen with the sniff work, whipping up cooking that dope. Counted up the brace for a minute, came back with a bitch. With a bitch that was saying I'm a choke. Niggas won't sleep on me, heavy's broke deep till they heard a bitch heat. Now they claims on the low, lyrically inclined and listen my prompts. So these rap bitches don't want no smoke. Bitches ain't getting no attention, stay out my mention. If it ain't about the icy, I go. Throw them to the wolves, got the pack on my back now. Murderous design, wear them out with a coat. Down for the past, have to think about this rap shit. Get it in the bag now, flame about to blow. Pop the bitch, gotta hustle for my growth. 10 years old, cooking meals at the stove. Money from the state, mama hit the bank. Blow it on vacation, come to home to rice bowls. Fit no bitch, had to smack blood, violate my respect. Cause you blow to the cold. Ain't about shit, been a real bitch. I ain't built for that weak ass, stubborn on the phone. Was a pipsqueak, now a bitch had a cold. Trouble as a youth, bust a rip, heart cold. Put in my position, weak niggas gon' fall. Beast mode, crimes, my pockets on slow. Had to level up by myself, sabotaging the brain, but my fam, so I had to go ghost. Help me get the water, use my back cause I float. Rose to the top, had to sink the whole boat. Thing never down for the count, mine a setback. Get it back quick, hit the school sitting ropes. Check her up as old, like I'm Am Scott. Tell the wet bitch, getting lilac, some divvied up. Cold. Niggas don't know how the shit go. How feel coming up broke, had to go. Get it on my own, bitch, I never asked for a handout. Mine till I can't go broke. Niggas don't know if they had the hand, I was dealt in the bitch ass. Niggas might choke. Now yeah. Bitch hot like the pot in the kitchen with the sniff work, whipping up cooking back.
I ain't asked for a handout. I got my bands up. These niggas asking me how this shit go. I was determined, watched and I learned it. Waited my time, yeah, I even went broke. I stood on my own, had nowhere to go. Really was out here, just me on my phone. The way I was posted up, trying to get these duckets up, you could just tell that I wasn't gon' show. My eyes are red, so you know that I smoke. Paper in front, so that's all that I roll. Head above water like I was a boat. I swear I'm with the sharks, had to learn how to float. They call me down, but you know I'm the GOAT. Making these plays, call them giving goals. I am the bomb and I'm about to explode. I ran to the money like Usain Bolt. I stay on the move, so I'm always on go. I can't love a bitch and I can't trust a hoe. She just a treat and I wanted her throat. She told me she loved me and she wanted more. I can't walk out my shoes, wouldn't know where to go. I got lost in the way, I was stuck on the road. I carry that weight on my back like a load. I carry that weight on my back like a load.
Niggas don't know how this shit go. How I feel coming up broke, had to go. Get it on my own, bitch, I never asked for a handout. Grind till I can't go broke. Niggas don't know if they had the hand, I was dealt in a bitch ass. Niggas might choke. Now bitch hot like the pot in the kitchen with the sniff work, whipping up cooking that dope.
Oh man.
Good times, good times.
Good okay. Times.
Hey, shake it, shake it. Go get those shoulders in there. Shake it.
Oh,
that's
my
it.
God.
Shake it. Okay, look, who is telling people to drink every
that's nasty.
Other month?
That don't tell me that what I think it is.
There's a COVID cure, right? Oh, God. this time the COVID cure is drink your own urine. One woman even posted, I made my urine into popsicles and gave it to my daughter.
Out of cat
she didn't get COVID.
I don't promote violence, but somebody goes,
who?
Somebody just go pop her. Pop her with one of them nasty ass ice pops that she froze. Matter of fact, take some frozen shit, right?
Some frozen pills.
Yo, because you know, like, you ever get hit? Remember, well, it just got finished snowing in Jersey. Remember, like, after a couple of days, a motherfucker ever pick up a snow, don't realize that the majority of that shit is ice, and you get hit with one of them? Somebody need to do that. Take some shit and, like, semi-freeze it. So when it hit, it's going to hurt, and it's going to stain and then come down her face like this.
But one of the guys who actually helped with the vaccine, Christopher Key.
No, he ain't the key. He ain't DJ Khaled. He ain't got the key.
Is now touting urine therapy.
But you know what they said, though, right? I haven't tested it. I'm not trying to test it. They said, in order for you to survive, like you ever stuck on an island, like I guess, they said you could drink your own urine. I don't know how much up to how much, but.
Okay, so here's my question.
I just want to know.
If you already have the items in you that are in your urine, shouldn't you be able to just fight that ish off? Why you gotta drink it again after it comes out as waste? And if you're on an island, right? Because they say salt water is what you need to get rid of. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't you just put a little bit of urine in a bottle with some salt water, shake that ish up, and then drink it? Why do you have to drink your waste? Because urine is waste. Let me say it again. Urine is waste. It is not something that came into your body and your body was like, let me keep all of this. Your body at one point said, oh, I need to get rid of some of this. And then you're going to drink some of what your body naturally said, let me get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
But why though? Can we move to the next story? Let's just move on.
AZ and 2 Chainz.
AZ is coming out with a new single. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I wasn't really an AZ fan. Like, I like his music, but, nah, man, then, you know, my man's LL.
I mean, but AZ coming out with a new single?
Nah, he cool, though. I fuck with AZ.
Anyway, so, AZ made a new single, and he made it with 2 Chainz. It's supposed to be coming out at the end of January. You always do that. You know what? You're just disrespectful. Now, let's go into the next story before we go off into the world of music. Now, she's actually a model. Do you see these pictures? If you can't see these pictures, that's okay. I'll tell you about it. There's actually a model who decided to take pictures of women that were white and make them a dual picture. She made the same picture without. And as you can see, if you're watching, she's a little chocolatante. Look how pretty she is, though, right? I said, right.
She ain't. She ain't. The white girl got that thing busting. Nah.
Seriously.
Trying to get that credit right. You talking about?
You sad sucker. Anyway.
Nah, so she was, like, all jokes aside, so she was.
Her name is Data Howard.
So Data Holland was basically reenacting photos that she liked.
So she took, yes, multiple photos of, she was trying to say, which we all know, is that there are a lot of pictures of models who don't have any melanin. And so she redid the pictures. And she redid them in an awesome manner.
Yeah.
I think she looks freaking amazing.
Nah, she definitely does. Gotta see some more, man. I gotta follow her.
If you don't know, her name is DEDDAH Data.
Dating.
Howard.
Oh, okay.
She's got her own website. So, with that being said, we're going to come into some more stories. Like the woman who was like, what? I'm about to make my daughter sleep outside because she got beside herself.
Sleep outside. And
sleep outside. She's going to have to sleep outside. Anyway, in the meantime, in the between time, we're going to listen to a little music because we love our independent artists. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back in a moment, okay? Stay connected with The Connect Show right here with Sapphire.
You know we really out here, bro. What you thought this was? You talking about dumb? You finished now, baby. You eating new meat. What's up? How you feel about that?
How you feel like that? And you're bringing it around. You're building it down there. How you do it like that? How you filming it down? Make it known. Make it down. Got a foot in your mouth. Tripping over words like you ain't down sound. Sliding over head with a spell. You can tell what you did to betray me. That moment right now. I don't even know what the ish is about. But I know it's funny when I put you on trial. But you stay far for me. It's constantly reminding me how you use a bigger smile. Your curve, cause things right now. I don't even wanna think about how a house could be so strong. You let it break down. Oh, spooky floors, but so much shine. Crooked, don't align. Anger from you like a pencil. Quick way, yeah, under pressure from bush. How you feel like that? And you bring it around, you build it, it's on it. How you do it like that? How you feel when you're down, making home, you find it. How you do it like that? When you hear my words, you better step back. No something y'all, but I'm here for the click clap. Breaking ankles like Sims, and record that. Post on Snapchat, pack that pit pat. No Peter Pan, but I tic tac toe. All my exes in a row, and get that same lined up like a cut. Might as well hit the road, hit the road, jet no mo. I don't do scandals, but your shit scandalous. Sticking like your big butt, that's so fat like what? If you're gonna call my name, but I'll be a mama. And the type to snap crack with no crumble pop. Dirty bird crunch from the pot. No ice, cause the heat is hot. If you want a pound cake, check it. From a knife, take a shoelace. Don't flip over, you fly. Put it to go sign for the blind. You stop, drop like birds, no cage. My angel tooth, cause the numbers on deck for the winds is proof. It's evident that you might need some evidence. Your shit was whack ever since you decided to cap one another chance. How you feel like that? When you're bringing them out and you don't want to talk it. When you do it like that, when you're telling me how to go about the trash it. How you feel like that? When you're bringing them out and you don't want to talk it. When you do it like that, when you're telling me how you go about the trash it. How you feel like that? When you're bringing them out and there's no one to stop it. When you do it like that, when you're telling me how you were bounced with the trash it. How you feel like that? When you're bringing them out and there's no one to stop it. When you do it like that, when you're telling them how you were bounced with the trash it.
I can't hear it in the headphones.
It's famous.
Fuck is up, exit 9Q. So somebody give me your reason. I'm smacking your tracks loose and leave you leaking on the semen. Give me your reason. Bitches praying this killer season. Nightmare to fame, Kruger run up on you while you sleeping. Give me your reason. To get you niggas laid down for thinking you got the one to blow your fucking brains down. Give me your reason. Light the blunt up to my mouth. But goonies pull up with wires, putting heat up through your scalp. Just give me your reason. Shit, bitch, when I catch you on my papa, I'm smoking you like my clit, so give me your reason. And I'ma violate you, bitch, you getting too loose out the mouth, the black fly, you lick your lips, give me your reason. The way I spit, got niggas speechless, coming up off the bench and you bitches is in the bleachers. Give me your reason, I'ma show you who really next. Said I'm the shit, I got you bitches defecating down your legs. Give me your reason, no opponents, I'm undefeated. You niggas trying to compete with me, sweeter than Polynesian. Give me your reason, and I'm finding the real suspicious. Niggas violent credit, can't even want to smoke with the bitches. Give me your reason. Baby, but digging your ditches. I get it, I die trying. I'm grinding for all the riches. Give me your reason. Fuck the industry in the mouth. But when I bust, ain't no discussion. I'm kicking you bitches out. Give me your reason. I'm scratching names off my wrist. So when you bitch, I want the smoke. But I'm slitting their wrist. I'm shooting venom out the mouth with every rhyme that I spit. So why insist you bitches back up? I ain't shooting a miss. About to shit these niggas up. And now you talking to fake. Cut your throat, rush out the gate. My lyrics slim like blitz. I'm not saying hey, a problem. Will I be the murder case? It's a mask. Every time I hit the motherfucking stage. Getting money, shuffle them dollars up like playing solitaire. I say my name on every record like a motherfucking set. I just studied you bitches, Trump. I'm the fucking champ. Hey, F.A.M. to the old double dollar. I am the violator, unresolved, I've been a problem. And it's ace in my face, and them shots to your knowledge. We ain't shooting no blame, polluting your fucking block. Famous to top part that I don't wanna hear back. Talk all of y'all bitches sex, so I know the plug get you cracked. Trying to compete, then you plotting your suicide. Queen pimp for the rent, hottest out the east side. So somebody give me your reason. I'm smacking your tracks loose and leave you licking on the scene. Give me your reason. Bitches praying this killer season. Nightmare to fame, Kruger run up on you while you sleeping. Give me your reason.
This is a motherfucking eulogy, bitch.
Nah, hold up.
hip. Famous be the name, synonym to illest bitch. Claims beef, when you see me, you don't shake shit. I'm known for keeping bitches tighter than my twat. Levels on levels to this shit. Better know that I'm the top bitch. Dropping hoes like I'm a nose off my hip. Send a chef, I got bitches shook. One into the clip, said it once before, but I'ma say it again. It ain't never no competition, bitches fame for the win. Been authentic, the remainder is Comedy Central. Keep popping guns, get you popped in your dental. Killing it, be my son, bitches got no potential. Understood, never make the cut, bitch, I'm monumental. Middle finger to them bitches trying to be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thugging on the net, but salute when you see me. Talking real slick, bitch, you done up all greasy. Yeah. Middle finger to them bitches trying to be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thugging on the net, but salute when you see me. Talking real slick, get you done up all greasy. Sleazy, but never been a bitch to label easy. Rich bitch, mental, gotta cut a check to please me. Pretty and I'm gangsta, catch a body like I'm Dreezy. I'm shaking up your bowels, bitch, fame be the feces. Wake up to get my cake up and then I'll bake up. Quick to smack a bitch, lace front to the lake front. Thugging on the ground when I see you, pick your face up. At your face like a sailor, I dare you to bring your base up. Popping shit, then back it up like a dump truck. Running too much mouth, stop your body, get it ripped up. Bitches is my sons, come get my titty a quick sup. Add them time to money, tax it up, make it big up. And fuck a nigga, cut a check and then I dip. Full drip down to the coochie, I ain't entertaining. Sip into the bitter bitches hating, hope you catch my drift. No fellatio intended, y'all can suck my dick, bitch. Middle finger to them bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real slick, get you done up all crazy. Middle finger to them bitches tryna be me. Bitches forgery, I'm the truth, bitch, believe me. Thuggin' on the net, but salute when you see me. Talkin' real slick, get you done up all crazy. Yeah, sex. Famous. Shit go, how feel coming up broke, had to go get it on my own, bitch, I never asked for a handout, grind till I can't go broke, niggas don't know, empty at the hand, I was dealt in the bitch ass, niggas might choke, now bitch hot like the pot in the kitchen with the sniff work, ripping up, cooking bad dope, counted up the race for a minute, came back with the bitches that was saying I'm a joke, niggas won't sleep on me, heavies broke deep, till they heard a bitch heat, now they fans on the low, lyrically inclined, and listen my prime, so these rap bitches don't want no smoke, bitches ain't getting no attention, stay out my mention, if it ain't about the Asiago, throw me to the wolves, got the pack on my back, now murderous design, wear them out with a coat, down for the past, have a digger, but this rap shit, get it in a bag now. Thing about the
turn up the bass.
You're now listening.
Yo,
this is Tap In Radio.
You're listening to The Connect Show on Tap In Radio.
Inside, you gotta know what that wow means. If y'all watch the Connect Show, wow.
Word. So, with that being said, the next story is about a mom whose daughter was one video with the other daughter. They're walking. They see a homeless man. The young, one of the daughters is like, get a job.
Oh, shit.
You ain't nothing. To be nice. She says some really harsh things. Mom is like, you know, there's some things that we can do. We can go and apologize. None of that worked, really. So she was like, either I can take your phone or you can sleep outside. The daughter was like, I'll sleep outside. Slept outside. And when she came back in the next day, she was like, we need to do something for the people in the community. She's like, note to self. Sleeping outside is a lot more difficult than I gave credit for. So, with that being said,
I guess she set it up in her backyard.
She set it up in the backyard. And you know what is so important was this lesson. Like, some people aren't homeless because they chose to be. Like, hey, I just want to sleep outside. Some people have mental health issues. Some people have addictions that they can't quite overcome. So with that being said, I'm not saying that every person who you come across who's living outside, you have to be like, let me give you some money. But what I am saying is, for whatever reason they're sleeping outside, they're not a happy camper about it. They're not like, ooh, this is a great time. I just get to sleep outside. So note to self.
Note to self.
All right. We got the twins.
Ew.
Okay. I don't know. Oh. I don't know how to say the second one's name.
You should not know how to say the first one name. The fuck?
Well, I know one of them's name is Igor. But
Igor and Jirichka?
Jirichka? Igor and maybe that's how you say the second one's name. And
or maybe the G is silent, so it's Richka.
Is it silent?
Probably.
You think so?
I don't know, but these motherfuckers, I got something
Grichka? I think it's Grichka and Igor.
Well,
both their last names is Buckendall.
Bucknugget.
So they were actually, they're super intelligent.
Man, they look like they got super light pole.
Okay. So before we get into what happened to their faces, they had five papers that were published, including the topological fields theory of initial singularity of space-time.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously. Now, I know that they look... They both decided to have...
They like them dumbass Nixon masks that people be wearing on Halloween. That's what they look like. They look like old girl from Mob Wives with the lips.
And she swore she was sexy.
Ayo, they look... Angie. They look like the white Dave mannequin mascot. This tired.
They actually went to school for theoretical physics.
No, they jaw got physical, right? You
Let's
see?
Get physical.
You
physical,
see that? Yo, physical. They cheekbones look like a hot air balloon. They chins look like a blow up bed.
Grishka got a PhD degree in mathematics.
Not with that hip, not with that Back to the Future hairstyle.
And Igor received a PhD in theoretical physics. Here's what happened.
Can
though.
You tell the difference?
I don't know who's who. I gotta be honest. But what happened was they decided to get plastic surgery. Oh, all right, so if you're watching,
they got more
this,
than plastic.
You can see that they have some plastic surgery, and they got it multiple times.
Yo, my man chin right here with the green on, and they look like somebody kneecaps.
But one of them,
my man chin right here like one of the dancers.
In 2014, they sued Weekly Magazine for a Weekly Magazine called Marianne for defamation. They passed away at 72 recently.
Oh, shit. I'm going to hell.
you're going to burn for this.
But hold on. They twins and they both died at 72. What happened? How the fuck they both died?
Just the same way that they got surgery at the same time. You can't just... You're a twin. Whatever flame they had that was going together. And they talk about twin flames, not just with twins. They say that people... can have twin flames, right? So, like, if you and I have a certain connection, they could call it a twin flame. Not just being people who had, because, you know, a lot of times they'll be like, oh, they had a connection that was beyond, right? Sometimes they call it twin flames. They call it karmic connections. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out to you, learning new words, doing your research. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Carmen.
You know, because they be talking about that we soulmates. And there's
speaking
more
of
than
soulmate, since took up soulmate, let's talk about this sauce. Because this nigga Drake, what's up with the logo?
Okay, did you hear this story? I don't know if this is real. I think this might be fake. If is not fake. She wrong for going out and publicly speaking about it. A girl who's supposed to be an Instagram model says she got it with Drake. Pow, pow. Said that he had 7 inches of pow, pow.
That's a good thing or bad thing?
7 inches is a marvelous thing.
Okay. So, just ask it because you know how y'all females be. But go ahead.
So what she says is they get done. He puts the condom in the trash. She says she tries to go get the condom, put it up to her cuckoo.
Dumbass.
Wow. Let me put it, my leg in the air, if all y'all can see it.
We know you flexible. Relax. Oh, folks, start going to the gym now. All flexible.
Need to just tell everybody my business just because they can see my business. But put it up in the air, bow. She takes the condom. I'm using the pen. Puts it up to her cooch. And gets burned because she says that he had put hot sauce in it.
Good for a dumbass. Ha!
Ha! Why you trying to catch dudes out here like that, girl?
He need to expose her dumbass for doing that.
Why you trying to catch dudes out here like that, girl? So, this is a story that's going around. I don't know if it's real.
Nah, now she's going to be like, Drake, burn it. Ha! Ha!
But that was a smart thing to do.
I'm glad he did that.
Make
good.
Sure that these chicks can't just pull up on him and be like, I got your baby. Yep.
Good for his ass.
Set your ass on fire. Khalisa still making songs. Did you know this?
Oh, my, her milkshake bring all the boys to the yard?
And then some. Because it's better than yours. She got a song called Midnight. It actually is a nice song. Now, mind you, mm-hmm. I'm a Nas fan. Everybody knows this.
Yeah, we know. Because you would have been that old girl.
Shit. I ain't saying I'm setting people up out here.
No, you wasn't gonna set them up. You just gonna have it, but we know. Come on.
He would have gave it to me. After us. Anyway.
With some Tim's on.
So no.
With Tim's on the bucket hat. Look like the nigga from Queen.
After I had woo woo woo.
Woochie Wally Wally Wally.
Go Wally Wally. Chip bang bang. Anyway, Khalees came out. Actually, it's a nice song. I didn't know she was still making music. So, supposedly, she has been out making food. That she was in culinary arts before she got involved in music. And then she got back into culinary arts after she stopped making music. And then she came out with this Midnight song that I actually like. It's a rub you down, touch you kind of song. What? Midnight Snacks. Listen to it, Midnight Snacks.
In other words, she looking for a down low creep.
Midnight Snacks. That's what she looking for, Midnight Snacks.
I know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for these quarters. When can I get these quarters?
And guess who on them quarters? Maya Angelou. What you know about that Maya Angelou? Now, if y'all don't know nothing about Maya's brought some pounds, she brought some bugs. Maya. Classical character. She's now going to be placed on some quarters. And these quarters are coming out. So, check for those Maya Angelou quarters. Because she's a classic. Go ahead. Let me give a round of applause to Maya Angelou. Do your thing,
Bowling.
Maya. First African American woman on the quarter. Actually, she's the first woman on the quarter.
No.
I mean, they had one before, but
it didn't stay in circulation. No, no, no. Lady Liberty.
No, then they had Betsy Ross.
They did?
Did they? Mm-hmm. I thought they had Betsy on one, but it didn't stay around. That's what I thought. I thought it was limited edition. This is not supposed to be limited edition. Maya's supposed to be on these quarters.
Well,
we'll see.
We'll see. Well, we talk limited edition though. What's up with this pig heart in the human body? That should need to be limited. Meaning that need to be the only one in stock.
Hematop.
And I'm out of frame.
This guy was the first person to receive a pig heart.
He looked like a pig.
As a damn, just disrespectful. He was the first person to receive a pig heart as a transplant. And so they're hoping that they can give animal parts to other people moving forward. Now that they've been able to get him this pig heart, why are you sighing? What? This should be good for the transplant community when they have limited organs.
Going to sleep on this one.
Oh my gosh. What is your beef with the pig heart?
Because, yo. Oh, we want to see what animal parts can do with the body. For what? You put an animal part on your damn body.
Might need a monkey knuckle one day. You never know.
I'm out,
you know
people.
What I mean?
I'm out, people. Like, I'm out.
You never know what might happen.
I'm going to give you his ass, too, like a bamboo.
You never know what may happen.
We on.
Ooh, if I could have a red booty. Just imagine. Wait, look at it. Climbing up here on
the Nelly, table. And Nelly, and Nelly going to be smiling like that when you get the red booty, too.
All right, anyway.
A woman find Nelly bag and she get clown.
Supposedly, she found a bag with $300,000 in it. She gives the bag back. They're at Nelly's bowling alley. She gives the bag back and they gave her $100. Her friends clown the shit out of her. Like, seriously, you found a bag with $300,000 in it. You gave it back and you only got $100.
So, let me get this straight. He owns a bowling alley?
Yeah.
No, because...
Supposedly, he's a co-owner.
No, because the way how they was making it seem like he was there and it was his bag. That's why they making it seem like...
$300,000? That was his bag. That's what they say. They said
it. No, so it was his bag.
They said it was his bag. But they said when she turned it in, she got like $100. So.
Listen, baby girl, I'm the first, and I don't care. I don't care how you might feel what I'm about to say. Blessings come in many ways, and that's what you did. You didn't block your blessing. I promise you. I know I joke and I play a lot, but I'm serious when it comes to stuff like that. Baby girl, you did the right thing. You did not block your blessing. Trust me, you're going to receive the best blessing your way. It ain't always about money.
Well, let me tell you what to do next time. Next time, in case they got cameras in the spot, take your friends with you around the bag so nobody knows who took the money and then put it in one of y'all purses. Split it up, put it in purses. So nobody knows specifically who took it. And then note to them. Anyway, LAPD. Now, they may not get fired for shooting someone. Right?
LAPD. Or beating somebody's ass.
No. They're not going to get necessarily shot. They're not going to necessarily get fired for, beating someone to death. Or just beating someone. But what they will get fired for is playing Pokemon Go and not taking a robbery. Not taking a robbery report.
Nigga said, gotta catch him. Oh. Meanwhile, the real person they gotta catch is hauling ass down the block past them.
Oh my gosh. I said all the reasons that people get fired off of LAPD. But for Pokemon Go, I don't know if now was the time that they were like, we're fed up because y'all.
He said, we're going to make an example out you since you want to play video games.
I mean, they've done so much with the LAPD. I'm just saying. So much with the LAPD. Quincy Jones has a Netflix documentary out right now. People are talking about it because it's like Timbaland put out a post like, oh, he got his first hit with Michael Jackson, Thriller. Baby, Quincy Jones had Grammys and hits so before Michael Jackson. He had worked with Elvis and so many other artists.
But he didn't get recognized. I ain't gonna front.
He was getting Grammys and whatnot. There was no social media.
But before Timbaland even said that, I remember being in high school. It is a story. Like he did that. Like that's the story. Like he didn't make his real first major big hit to like it. Like, I always thought it was weird, but that's what it said. He didn't make his first real big hit to Thriller.
Okay, but he did have big hits. Let me tell you, social media was not around then. But he did have big hits before that. He was getting Grammys before that. People were recognizing him before that. In the 50s, he was a jazz arranger and conductor. So, yeah. Now, we may not have really been like, oh, we know who Quincy is until Thriller, but he definitely was doing the damn thing way before that, and he was getting recognition. That was why he got picked to do that album. And that was the second Michael Jackson album that he had done.
Second.
He had already done The Wall.
Who's this guy?
What is it?
He was this guy against the wall.
Well, against the wall? Is well, that what
he,
it was?
Well, he's in front of the wall.
In the wall? Front of the wall? Because he had been working with Frank Sinatra and everything.
No, I'm talking about this guy in front of the
wall. Oh, this dude. This dude is a... he's Japanese. His career is to do nothing. Seriously, people hire him to, like, go to museums, go out to eat. He doesn't like to talk a lot. And... that is his career. Don't want y'all to think that I'm joking.
Like, love it.
His name is, wait a minute.
Shihong. My mom.
Let me see. Shoji Miyamoto is called a do-nothing rent-a-man. Wow. He absolutely does nothing. He will not be your friend. He says that too. He will not be your friend. Like, the most he will do is come out and do some small talk. But he's not going to come out and entertain you. But he'll go places with you, eat places. Like, some people want to go somewhere, and they don't want to experience it by themselves. So, he's one of those people you can rent. I'm thinking, if I wasn't so scared about somebody being crazy and renting me for some weird-ish, I'd do the same thing. Shout out to him.
She can. Just like these cans.
You said a what?
She can.
Oh, she can.
She can.
All right. So, She Can is actually a wine that you can get. But they've also teamed up with a university. Now, let me tell you, they've got different kinds of wines, Zinfandel, Chardonnays, blah, 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 blah. Right? But what also happens is that they are doing some partnerships with a university so that they can give back to, you know, I guess the kids who get drunk. No, I'm joking.
Fucked up.
It's owned by some women of color.
Okay, shout out to Black Power.
Yes. So, this guy that's coming up next, you know, shout out to this guy. He actually got a hotel room for a teenager that he was. Remember that storm that came?
Yeah.
On I-95?
Yeah, yeah.
And in Virginia, and there was mm-hmm. a bunch of people. This Uber driver had a teenager that was trying to get home. And he got her a hotel room with his own money for the night, and then took her home for free the next day after they got stuck in all that traffic.
Wow.
Uber is trying to give him a position to basically, you know, work with people and consumers. But he's already got a job, so he's considering. They're negotiating. But he's dope for that.
Yes, he is. Shout out.
What's up, Uber driver? Okay, this movie I saw was called The Trip. Listen, this movie is a trip. It's on Netflix. If you haven't watched it next,
next. What in the world is that?
Oh, baby. If you haven't watched it, please. Because when I started off, the description does not do the movie justice. I'm going to say that. I'm going to also say, when you read the description, it's like, oh, there's a couple that's beefing and then some ish happens. Oh, does some ish happen? This is a good movie. If you like movies like The Italian Job.
That's my shit.
You'll enjoy this.
All right, so I got to watch it. The Trip.
The Trip.
While I'm watching, I'm going to Uber Eat me some, right?
Where Uber Eats you some. Look at this. Uber Eats. He was so sweet. Let me tell you, not only did he deliver the food to this couple, he also put tissue paper under the food, and he gave them a little baggie with masks and other things for COVID. Shout out to him. Very, very kind. Very kind.
People out here making changes in this COVID. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm saying. It's beautiful. All right, now.
Last story.
Oh, Sydney.
Sydney Porter.
Sydney has done a lot, right?
He did some acting.
And he did some activism. And I can't get into everything that he did. But he did an excellent job in A Raisin in the Sun. And I also saw that with Denzel Washington. Mm. And guess who's coming to dinner? It was definitely Kix, because the white chick brought the black guy home. It was like, what? But anyway, he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Barack. And that's the picture that we have up right now. So Sydney Portier recently passed, and we want to give a shout out to everybody who's been affected by Sydney, who didn't know Sydney and needs to learn Sydney.
I don't know why you don't know Sydney. Everybody knows Sydney. Sydney like Denzel in the game, baby. You don't know no Sydney, then what you doing?
You better learn about the Sydney.
And as we end the show off, by the way,
rest
in peace to the father that we all know from Full Time, Bob Stager, right? That's the name I'm saying, right?
Bob Saget.
Bob Saget. I'm sorry.
What did you just call him?
I called that nigga Bob Stager or something. I don't know why.
We should just. Okay, so you can catch The Connect Show at www.theconnectshow.rock.
Get a little light skin on camera now. You want to act up. Oh, man.
I am not. Well, I don't know why I'm so pale on the camera.
You're not pale.
I am. I look very peanut buttery.
There you go. That's the brown you is. Peanut buttery.
I am.
With the nuts in it. With the chunks in it. This is The Connect Show.
Okay. And we also can be found on Snapchat, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and what else?
All social media, and listen.
You said do what to your...
DJ Bam, I'm out, man. Follow me at DJ Bam 201.
DJ Bam!
It's The Connect Show, man. Mums.
It's The Connect Show.
How you ever come back, Mums? I like being behind the scenes.